Owen. I work for the Social Corps as a business development manager.
And I'm Nathan, and I also work for the Social Corps as a business development manager. Started on the same day as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Literally walked in the same day, shook his hand as we worked there, and he said, I'm the newest starter as well. So literally, it's been a roller coaster ever since, hasn't it, Paul?
Best friend since.
And now here you are together on a podcast.
That's right.
This is the ultimate now. When we finish recording, you're both going to turn around and go, can't stand each other, really.
Yeah,
walk away.
We stayed in the same hotel room last night. I already can't stand him anyway. So.
Backs for each other all night.
Tell us a little bit more about the business then and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so we're a social media management and content creation agency based up in Woburn in the northeast.
Yep.
Work with brands to sort of help them sing on social, basically. So if they need any help with the actual social media management aspect of it, you know, to take that away if they don't have the time to do that. If they want good quality, high quality cinematic video production as well, we do that. TikTok strategies, graphic design, branding, stuff like that as well. Animations. And then obviously we do the academy side of things as well. So I'll let you explain that if you want.
Yeah, so we have the academy side. So I think, obviously, during COVID, the lads, directors, James, Kane and Phil, sort of identified an opportunity to have the academy. A lot of businesses didn't want to sort of outsource external marketing, so the academy came in to offer the services for different brands, businesses, and that you could sort of do bespoke courses in person or obviously online, and it went really well since. Obviously, we've got the two main bits, like you say, the academy, the Social Corps. We also have the other two arms, which is the SoCo Pro. So anything over £10,000 goes into sort of the So Pro stuff, so it's media production, film sort of quality. We also have the investment side, if you want to mention.
Yeah, so the lads have obviously scaled up businesses from the ground up, and they sort of invested in a lot of businesses themselves. So that's why, obviously, if we're doing a recommendation for a company to maybe a startup or something like that, the lads have been there, they've done that, they've sort of got the t-shirt on that. So they'll help with sort of an investment strategy, a sort of a level up plan for a business as well, and sort of an exit strategy for them as well, do you know what I mean? So just supporting in all areas of businesses, really.
You must get asked this quite a lot, because there are various other businesses that do similar sort of stuff to what you do. What makes you different?
I think, obviously, I know everyone's probably going to say this, but we really do care about the end result. It's about quality for us. It's not about getting them in just for the money's sake. We could do that, but that would sort of not differentiate us from others. We let the quality of work speak for ourselves and the quality of clients as well. And what we actually do sort of pride ourselves on is the return custom. We've got brand partnerships that we've lasted for years, you know. The lads started the business, I think, in 2017, I think it was. And we've got clients that have been with us sort of ever since that. So for us, that's absolutely, you know, spot on for us. And for those guys, for word of mouth to sort of recommend us to others is brilliant. We couldn't do any marketing that was as good as that.
Yeah, I think also with like building the reputation as well in terms of business enterprise partners, obviously with Meta, TikTok, LinkedIn, I think obviously they put a lot of time into that. The paid team do like a sort of exam each year to sit through. Obviously it's a bit like GCSEs where you're sort of sitting monitored, but it just shows that we want to go that extra mile for obviously our clients.
Yep.
But yeah, been here six months now.
Coming up to our six months.
6 months, 5 months, 6 months, quite a long time in social media. It feels like we're always at a little bit of a crossroads in terms of where things are going to go. What trends have you seen so far, and give us some predictions and your thoughts about where things are going to go from a social media point of view?
Yeah, I think obviously TikTok is massive. I think like a lot of brands that wouldn't normally venture into that sort of social media platform will this year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've even overtaken Netflix in terms of viewer time. They've obviously extended it to half an hour videos. I think it'll be a platform where there's loads of growth opportunities for e-commerce for lots of different brands that didn't obviously expect to use it. It'll go down.
I think everyone's wanting to know what the secret is.
Yeah.
But it's just about being brave enough to be able to give it a try. You know, if you're going to start creating content, it doesn't matter how, you know, maybe crap you might think it is. You know, you don't know what's impactful to somebody and what's not, so just get yourself out there and try, and just be brave enough to do it, I think, is the sort of message from us.
We're 4 minutes into this conversation, and this is the longest conversation I've had so far today where AI has not been mentioned.
No.
So it's
too technical for me to explain, that's why.
Is it something that you're already seeing having an impact in what you do, and what kind of impact are you expecting from AI?
Well, to be honest, it is in the marketplace now, it is in the landscape now, but a lot of obviously businesses might be using AI for animations and stuff like that as well. You know, we can use it to support what we do, but everything is done internally and from scratch by our designers and stuff like that as well, which is one of the things that is like really unique about us. We haven't really jumped on that bandwagon, but we can if we need to. We have that capability to understand that. So it's definitely moving in that direction. It's definitely going to be something that businesses will have a look at and something that we might offer as a service, and, you know, AI content creation maybe, or courses on that and stuff like that as well. But it's not something that we really, I don't know, would stress too much about now.
I feel like adding to the point, obviously, what Owen mentioned about us being more of a personalised social media agency, I think AI takes that aspect away, where you want everything personalised. You want to be dealing with a person, not just, I guess, the artificial intelligence, where they can get that from everywhere else, really. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something which will sort of set us amongst other agencies. Obviously, it's a big, powerful thing, don't get us wrong. A lot of companies have jumped on it, but I think we'd stick with, obviously, our personalised sort of approach.
Yeah, even for the copywriters, the content creators and the social media managers who work with us, the copy's all done by, you know, with them. I don't think there's that much additional support from AI or anything like that, or ChatGPT. There might be a little bit to sort of have different word and phrases on, like, really technical jargon. But, yeah, as far as that goes, we sort of pride ourselves in doing everything ourselves, really.
Finally, I want to ask you about the secret. Not to social media, to the beard. Because that is an incredible, astounding beard.
That's appreciated. Thank you very much. A lot of time, a lot of effort, and a weekly trip to the barbers. So, yeah, I have to go every week and get it done. And, you know, the lads just sit us in the seat and just work the magic. So I can't take credit for it.
Got a different perspective. I woke up this morning, I seen him in the mirror. And, he was getting the beard out of a box and obviously put it through his feet.
No,
I went, I knew it wasn't real all along.
He said it's fake. He said I glue it on every morning. But it's a lot of comb and a lot of oils, a lot of product, yeah.
So finally, if anyone wants to find out more about you guys and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, look on our website. You can inquire through the website, or, you know, you just contact one of us directly, and we'll be happy to have a conversation with you. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.